We've got folks calling. We are answering the phone. We are contacting them via email. We're reaching them. But our conversion script sucks. Something about how we're talking with these clients is not resonating. That doesn't mean that you're not a good fit. This is the Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses podcast with Dr. Kate Walker, where I teach you, Texans and non-Texans alike, the latest research-based information to hit your income goals, stay out of trouble, and make a bigger impact in your community. Join me and let's fill the gaps in access to mental health care and create a counseling career you'll love. Let's get to work.
Welcome to Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses, where it's all about working smarter, not harder. And here's your host, Dr. Kate Walker.
Whose favorite store is online shopping?
Welcome to episode 74. Folks, if you're not counting the data, you can't fix the problems. Fight me. No, don't fight me. Just listen. And does the butterfly collector and the driller intrigue you? Because those are the two perspectives I'm teaching today. Listen all the way to the end, and you'll have information to sign up for the amazing Dr. Olivia Waddell as she teaches us counselors how to track the numbers, get the numbers ready for tax season in April. This is coming up soon, folks. So grab your ticket and get that CE. Now, let's get to work. When we think about counting things for our business, it often makes us counselors kind of recoil a little bit because we don't like to think of numbers. And I'm being very general here. So if you love math and you love numbers, please know that I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about folks that when they think about counting dollars and cents or counting clients or counting conversion rates or calculating conversion rates, and you're just like, ah, that's too much. I don't get it. It just overwhelms me. Today, I'm really talking to you. So if you're not feeling numbery today or businessy today, these might help you because I'm using metaphors, and we all know counselors love metaphors, and it's a great way to communicate complex concepts to someone who may have an emotional defense against that. I can remember the first time I sat down with a financial advisor. I was sweating. I was like, felt like I wanted to puke. I was like, oh my gosh, this person is going to know what a terrible number person I am, how scared I am of money, all of the things. This was probably 15 years ago. And I remember sitting through that conversation with him and feeling just like the worst business person on the planet. Well, you know, fast forward 15 years, and whether I'm used to it now or I just have amazing people who surround me, and they do the things that I know I don't have a strength in. So I know I'm not an accountant, so I hire an accountant. I know I'm not great at understanding investments, so I hire someone to help me with that. Today, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the part of the business that nobody can do except you. I mean, if you want to hire it out someday, that's fine. But this is one of those things that if you don't learn it first, it's going to be hard to hire it out. You won't know what you're hiring. So I took some notes. And so I divided this into two perspectives. I hope you like them. So number one perspective is the driller. Number two perspective is the butterfly collector. All right. So we have the driller. And so if you come from Southeast Texas, like I lived in Southeast Texas, Houston area for 20 years, and you know the oil and gas industry, and we have folks who get out there and they drill. Or if your favorite movie like me is Armageddon and you want to see somebody actually drill into an asteroid someday. Well, anyway, I digress. We know what a driller is. This is someone who will take a set of numbers, and they'll drill down into them. And why do we do that? We do that in business in order to locate a problem and fix it. If we're drilling down into numbers and we don't know really what those numbers mean, that can set up our first line of defenses. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, here are all these pretty numbers. I don't want to look at them again because it's going to say something awful about my business and everyone else is better at this than I am. So as you take a deep breath, if you follow perspective one, the driller, then I'm going to give you a set of data points. And I'm going to let you know how to drill down into these numbers. I'm going to take a similar set of data points and we're going to analyze them through the lens of the butterfly collector. So don't hang up on me yet. Don't give up on the podcast or the recording or the video or however you're consuming this yet. So let's look at calls made. And if you want to insert emails, right, however you get your clients, email or phone calls, I'm just going to use calls just because I don't want to have to say all kinds of different things, versus calls returned, versus booked sessions, versus folks who come back after that first session. All right, so we have four data points: the number of phone calls made to your office, the number of phone calls returned by you or someone, the number of booked first sessions from that list of calls, and the number of second sessions. So folks who actually sat across from you and got therapized and then decided to come back. So a driller is going to look into these numbers. Let's say you had 10 phone calls to your office. You returned and actually made contact. When I say returned, you can return all of them. So when I say returned, I mean actually made contact with five. Out of those five, two booked a first appointment, but out of those, zero showed up. So that means your conversion rate is a whopping goose egg. You got no conversion. You did not convert any of those phone calls into first session clients. All right. So a driller is going to drill into these numbers to try to figure out the problem. What do we need to fix here? And if you're not a driller, you might say, oh, well, I just need to put more ads out there. I need to have more Instagram posts. We need more phone calls. Instead of 10 phone calls, we need 20 phone calls, or we need 50 phone calls. Y'all, 0% of 20 is still zero. 0% of 50 is still zero. If you have 10 phone calls, but only zero people actually show up to the first session, ad money isn't your problem. And yet that's what so many of us do. We're going to go get Google ads, or we're going to pay someone to do some kind of magic something. So a driller is going to look at problem number one, playing email or phone tag. So they may say, oh, okay, wait a second. We're only making contact with 50% of these folks. And they may say, okay, I'm going to do 10-minute consultations instead of email tag and phone tag. Awesome. Good job, driller. You're solving a problem here. You're not going to throw your money at ads. You're going to throw your money at some scheduling software that guarantees that instead of 5 out of 10 returned, you may get 9 out of 10. Yay, go you. All right. Well, they may drill down even further and say, yeah, but our conversion rate is awful. If out of 10 phone calls, 5 returned, only 2 people actually book a first session. So let's just say that was the end of the story. That's your conversion rate. Well, that's 20% sort of, right? Or if you're just being optimistic, you could say, well, no, Kate, 2 out of the 5 people I talked to actually booked. Yeah, I got to still remind you, 0 showed up. So the driller is going to say, you know what? We've got folks calling. We are answering the phone. We are contacting them via email. We're reaching them. But our conversion script sucks, right? Something about how we're talking with these clients is not resonating. That doesn't mean that you're not a good fit. And of course, the usual, that your price is not what your client is looking for. The day of the week is not what your client's looking for. Your expertise isn't what your client's looking for. I'm talking about these folks actually went to your website. They read all the things and they made the phone call anyway. In my business, we call that a warm lead. These folks are already in your court. They're reaching out. They want to contact you. So if they're not making their first appointment, That means, or the driller would say, okay, we've got to get a better phone script or email script that helps these clients choose us. Remember our two choices. They're going to choose us and become a first client, or they're going to become a raving fan who recommends us to colleagues and families and friends. So if we have those numbers, right? 10 calls, 5 contacted, 2 booked. Let's change the numbers a little bit. Let's say that 1 showed up before we were the big goose egg, but 0 rebooked. So that means when you finally got this person in front of you and you had a session and then they didn't come back, the driller, right? They're drilling down. They've got their 10-minute consultation software. They have tweaked their script. Now they're going to look at, wait a second, how do I conduct a first session? And we have podcast episodes about that first session, doing an assessment, either with a couple or an individual, that invites buy-in, that lets the client know what to expect and how you're going to be a good fit or how you can help them, right? That first session. And if you're coming from perhaps a school or an agency setting where nobody really sat and taught you how to do a first session that invited client buy-in, then it's super easy to get training out there, right? Lots of different modalities. You've got Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses podcast episodes, and I'll put those in the link so that you know when we talk about that first session. So the driller, he has or she has drilled down into these numbers. And instead of kind of freaking out and saying, oh, I need to hire a social media manager. No. That person who's going to drill down is going to solve the game of tag. They're going to solve their terrible phone script, and they're going to solve their first session missteps. So when we identify specific problems, the driller is like, yay, now I have a solution. All right. Now let's look at the other perspective, the butterfly collector. And this is a little bit different because the data, as you can probably guess, is going to be a little less numbery, and it's going to be more about what's fulfilling, what's satisfying. We're going to tap into some emotion here, but I think you're going to see we're going to come up with similar conclusions and areas where you can fix things pretty quickly, pretty easily, and efficiently. So the butterfly collector, what I want you to imagine is you're looking at your client load for the week. Let's say you have 20 appointments in the week and you're looking at them and you're looking at Monday and you kind of get a little tightness in your stomach. And then you look at Tuesday and that tightening kind of tightens a little bit more. And then Wednesday, you're like, you feel that loosen a little bit. But then Thursday and Friday, it's tightening right back up. What you're doing is you're looking at your client load and you're thinking about, wait a minute, does this client load look how I want it to? Is this my happy space? Is this where I feel like my expertise is? Do I feel like I'm using my talents the best that I can? Or maybe on the flip side, is this particular population actually triggering some countertransference in me that's making me super unhappy and super hard to live with when I get home? And it's affecting my life outside of work. I'm not able to leave my stories in the room or on the screen, right? So when you are a butterfly collector and you're looking at your clients and you're thinking, I'm going to use a Marie Kondo thing, which one of these cases or clients or people sparks joy or sparks that feeling of efficacy? Like, I'm good at this. I know how to do this. Well, the problem is, and I'm going to say this as gently as I possibly can, or might be, the problem might be, you're not good at what you think you're good at. Okay, sit with that a minute. Let's breathe. And I want you to think, I'm using counseling language on purpose, but I'm smiling. So one of the stories I like to tell about being a marriage and family therapist at AchieveBalance.org. By the way, I want to point out, if you're not able to see me right now, I'm pointing at the actual trademark that I have on the wall behind me. I trademarked my name, Achieve Balance. It's so cool. So proud of that. I put it on the wall. Obviously, I'm proud of it. So when I started out as a therapist, owning my own practice, AchieveBalance.org is my practice name, I pretty much thought I was going to help parents of teenagers. That's where I was in life. I had one teenager with two right behind him. And I thought, yeah, that's going to be my thing. I'm going to help parents of teenagers. Well, I looked at my caseload and I was like, ooh, this doesn't look like how I thought it would. And what I found when I kind of did this butterfly collector exercise, the parents with teenagers were not my happy days. Those were not the days when I left the office feeling fulfilled. Those weren't the days when I went home and I was the best mom I could be. What I really enjoyed were the days when I had clients who were couples, and in particular, couples who were making the effort to survive infidelity. And I was like, what the heck? Well, I had been trained as a marriage and family therapist. And so I was looking at this going, okay, this client load doesn't look like I thought it would. And well, the things that are making me happy aren't the things that I thought would make me happy. And so, I mean, the data don't lie, right? We're looking at the data and it's saying, hey, Kate, looks like you're not good at, or to put it more gently, you're not finding the client load that you thought you would find. And it's not as fulfilling as you thought it was going to be. And lo and behold, hey, this type of client, this type of struggle, this type of energy and strength, this is what's fulfilling for you. So I followed that. I got trained. I made sure that I knew how to really help these couples. Now we're going to work backwards, right? Which made me revamp my website content, which made me look again at my conversion script, right? How I answered the phone and actually spoke to people, how I did my first, and now if you've listened to me before, you know it's actually four initial sessions that I do with my couples. It changed everything. Just because I looked at that client load and I saw what sparked joy and fulfillment in me as a practitioner. And so that, you know, again, if you're not a butterfly collector and you're just looking at this client load and you're like, well, it's a dollar and 20 clients is 20 clients. And you know what? I can just suck it up and, you know, I'll put self-care later. I'll look at that again in 5 years after I've made a profit. No, 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 right? You're a person. You deserve to be happy too. And looking at the data and understanding that some clients aren't going to spark joy for whatever reason. For me, it was countertransference. I'll tell you right off the bat. As a mom of a teenager, I was not in a place to be a good counselor of moms and dads with teenagers. And so I had to find that out for myself. But once I did, it was so amazing how my practice began to align with the content that felt true to me, to the way that I answered the phone, which, by the way, was one of the problems I solved. I had outsourced my phone answering, and I was a small practice. I didn't have, you know, seven therapists at that time. It was just me, and I had someone answering the phone. Well, when I solved the problem of, yeah, I don't need you to answer the phone for me anymore. I'm going to do it myself. And I came up with my own conversion script that allowed me to address the concerns of the people on the phone who, remember, they were already warm leads because they found my website. They found the copy, the words on the website that resonated with them. And they were setting the 10-minute consultation appointment. All I had to do was show up and show them who I really was, what I was interested in, how I could help them. And if for some reason we were not a good fit because of cost, schedule, or expertise, I could show them so many resources and they referred to me. So to wrap up, whether you're feeling like you're a driller and you're going to take these numbers and you're going to make a spreadsheet and you're going to count all of your phone calls and you're going to count how many of those phone calls actually connected and you're going to count how many of those that connected that actually booked a session. And then you're going to count how many of those people who booked actually showed up. And wait, I'm not done. And then you're going to count how many that showed up that actually came to a second session. You can find out some amazing data and solve some problems so quickly. Really, really, you can. I mean, I think probably about a month of doing this, you could solve probably five of the major problems if you're dealing with building client load or marketing issues or things like that. If you're coming from the space of the butterfly collector and you have clients on your schedule, perhaps you're working at an agency, perhaps you take insurance and you're like, Kate, I'm not really worried about how many clients are on my caseload. I got enough. Well, then as the butterfly collector, you can start to really hone your message, that message that's addressing those potential clients' pain points, helping them understand you are the resource for them. Whether you become their counselor or not, you are the go-to resource in your community. So if you can't count it, it doesn't exist. Now, I know that sounds harsh. And of course, I'm being very black and white thinking right now. And of course, I'm a musician. So sometimes I think that way, sometimes I don't. But in this case, then you have to approach these numbers as a driller or as a butterfly collector, whichever way makes you feel the most comfortable. But by all means, get the data, solve the problems, and don't throw money out into the ether just because it's something, right? That throwing the spaghetti at the wall just to see what sticks thing, that gets expensive, it gets old, and it leads to burnout. So don't do that. Go back and listen to the podcast about first sessions. Listen to the podcast episodes about an amazing conversion speech that you can give or you can train your office staff to give. So I'll post all of those wherever this episode appears. I will get those links out to you. Thank you so much for listening. And have I got a gift for you? In March, it's tax season, right? Everything has to be filed in April, but counselors, you got to get ready. And I've got Dr. Olivia Waddell, who's going to help us out. She's not just a practice owner, clinical supervisor, and the past president of Texas Mental Health Counseling Association. She's also a tax guru. She is awesome at getting counselors ready for tax season. So she is our free webinar guest expert. This is happening March 28th at 6 p.m. And remember, you get a free CE and Step It Uppers. Of course, you get the replay, but you still got to register. And so does everybody else. So it's super easy to do. Just go to katewalkertraining.com/free webinar. That's katewalkertraining.com/free webinar. I'll see you there. I'm Dr. Kate Walker. Thank you so much for listening to Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses. Thank you to Ridgely Walker for her lovely voiceovers at our introduction. And do me a favor, when you get a second, please like, share, and subscribe, and write us a review. That's really how we get picked up by other RSS feeds, and we get this information out to the mental health badasses who need it. Thanks again, and keep saving the world with excellent therapy.